We regularly ask you to tell us about a work of art or entertainment that had some significant impact on your life. Today, we'll hear from our listener Holly Welker in Salt Lake City.
By the time I turned 20, I had pretty much decided Mormonism wasn't going to work for me. But when I told my parents this, they were so bereft and heartbroken that I just couldn't leave the church. And I thought, well, okay, I'll see if I could find the truth of a religious principle by living it. And so I decided I would go on a mission. As soon as I said goodbye to my parents, I realized I'd made a mistake. I think I might have been happier spending a year and a half meditating in a monastery, but that's not an option Mormonism offers. So I took what was available to me. The plane ride to Taiwan was grueling. We memorized basic dialogues that we would use to introduce ourselves and the church and teach the missionary concepts that we were there to share. Most people believe in a God, though they have different names for him. We're very happy to share with you our method of looking at God. So the first 6 months were pretty great, but eventually I got transferred to a city called Kaohsiung that I didn't especially like, and it was big and polluted and crowded, and worst of all, I was depressed. I started to have trouble sleeping. I started to lose interest in activities. I started to exhibit the classic symptoms of depression. But my crisis of faith happened on my mission among people who were not equipped to deal with it. And it happened 9,000 miles away from home, away from my family. I would start crying in the morning, and I would cry all day. And it never occurred to me to stay home. It never occurred to me to stop working. Instead, I just got up every single day and went out and rode my bike around Taiwan and tried to find people who wanted to talk to a weeping white woman about Christianity. Needless to say, there weren't many. One night we were at the night market in Taichung, and I heard the opening bars of this rather plaintive song, and I looked up and there was a dark screen and the small figure of a woman, and the camera moved and it got closer and the light changed, and it was Madonna, and she started singing. The song was called Live to Tell. And I felt the Spirit. I felt a religious confirmation that she was telling me something true and that it mattered. Hope I live to tell the secret I have learned till then. It will burn inside of me. I had a story worth telling, and I had an obligation to try to tell it. And in order to do that, I had to survive. I had about 4 months left on my mission at that point. I had to get through them as gracefully as possible. But if that wasn't very gracefully, so be it. But that song made it easier to do. And it's astonishing to me that it's actually been 26 years, and I am still moved by it. Through a strange set of circumstances, I ended up in Salt Lake, even though I had always vowed I would never live in Utah. I'm happy to say I love it here. I live very close to the Mormon temple, and I don't go to church, but I am still interested in the context that produced me.
Holly Welker. She listens to our show on KUER in Salt Lake City. Her story was produced by Julia Barton with help from Matt Leibowitz. Is there a song that got you through some difficult time? Or a short story, movie, painting, poem, whatever? If so, tell us about it. Share your experience at studio360.org, and we might use your story on the air, too.